9 and 5. John 9 and 5. Praise the Lord. This John spoke much about Jesus. And as you saw in that passage that we just read, it talks about him being the life. I mean, the truth, rather. The other passage was dealing with him being the life and the light, this being about him being the truth. See, the light bears witness to all things. The light brings forth the truth. It is, like I said, it's a revelatory thing, and it shows things that are really as they actually are. So it's going to show you the truth. It's going to show you the truth. And then you're going to walk in the life of the truth is what you're going to do when you see the truth. John 9 and 5, and it says, let's see if I want to, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He's letting the people know. Now, as long as I'm with you, walking on this earth, I am going to be revealing myself as the light of the world. As long as I'm with you, I'm going to be revealing myself as the glory of God walking this earth. He's going to be revealing himself to them. And see, that's what Jesus did. Revelation is the book deals with the revelation of Jesus Christ. But as Jesus walked this earth, he was, you know, trying to reveal himself to the people as he walked this earth, to let them know that you don't have a need to walk in darkness, because I have come to dispel the darkness. You don't have to be like the scripture says, I think it's near the end of John, I believe it is, that talks about men's deeds are evil because they walk in the darkness. And because they wanted to stay in that. They don't want nobody to shine the light on them and show them, you know, what's really going on. And so we have to walk as Jesus walked. The scripture, I didn't write this down, but the scripture says, as he is, so are we in this present world. As he walked, that's the way we're to do. That's the way we're to conduct ourselves in this earth. Praise God. Do we have any prayer requests?
I just had that one for my sister.
And I have a friend named Christine who asked for prayers for her family and her extended family. And then let's pray for all of those who are grieving fresh loss through this holiday season.
The first Christmas without a loved one is kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But, you know, the word says that he is close to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
And that he binds up their wounds.
Yes.
So if you're in that place of hurting and you're brokenhearted, I want to encourage you this morning to call out to Jesus, because he's there with you. And all you have to do is say his name. Say his name.
Amen.
And call out to him.
I'm telling you, God is as close to you as you want him to be. As long as you are sincere about your place, your request. And I want to give this before I pray. My grandson had sent me a text. He's in college, and his first year of college, and he's having a hard time. Mm-hmm. And so he says, Nene, I just don't want to struggle. He said, I just want to be successful. I'm tired of struggling. He said, I don't want to struggle. He said, I don't want to keep struggling. And so I sent him a text back, Monica, and I sent him, I think it was a video, if I'm not mistaken, of Jeff Majors playing on a harp. This is a individual that plays harp, and he was playing Psalms 1. Mm. And I told my grandson, I said, Deidre, you won't have to struggle always. You won't have to struggle always. And I said, I want you to listen to this. So I said, you play this and listen to this. I said, it will bring you peace. And so way later on up in the day, he sent me a text. He said, Nene, I want you to know that did bring me peace. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying, people of God? God can give you peace in the midst of your situation. And that so blessed me, Monica. I said, thank you, Jesus, that that really did bring him peace in the midst of him struggling. I mean, God is concerned about us, and he wants us to have his peace. He really does. He wants us to have his peace. I'm going to go ahead and pray over these situations here. Father God, as we've already prayed over Monica's sister and her husband, for Renee and Robert, for the family, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would just continue to keep their minds in peace, in perfect peace, peace that passeth all understanding. You said you would keep our minds in peace. My God, you said you would keep us, God. Let the peace which passeth all understanding keep and guard their hearts. I pray, Lord, that they will sense your very presence enveloping them even throughout the day, that they will be looking around trying to see what I just felt the touch of God on my shoulder. I just felt the hug of God around me. Make it tangible, God, that they would feel your peace. Look on Christine, Lord, who's asking for prayers for her family, God. I don't know what's going on with her family, but you do, God. And so, God, for whatever they stand in need of, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you make provision. Be that, God, that provides for them. For whatever their need is, Lord, bring it into focus, Lord. Let them know that you are God that cares for every need. You said that we could cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And so let them know it, God. Let them see you, Lord, making provision, caring for them. In the name of Jesus. And we surely thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And for all those, Lord, that are going through sorrow and grief, Lord, from the loved ones that have passed on, Lord, have gone on, and they are missing these loved ones. Lord, I pray that you would be a sister, be a brother, be a mother, be a father. Be whatever they need. Be an uncle, grandmother, whoever they have lost, be that to them, God. Be that to them, Lord. Let them still know that they can celebrate you, God, in the midst of their sorrow, that you can yet bring joy to their hearts in this time. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bring healing to those that need healing, to their bodies that are experiencing all kind of medical health issues. Bring healing, God. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
I have one more. My 13-year-old just called. She had a little sore throat this morning and cough, but she's starting to feel bad. So if we could pray for her real fast, okay, please.
Lord,
her name's Josie.
Lord, look on Josie this morning, Lord, for whatever is trying to attach itself to her body. We pray against every virus, every infection, every cold, every flu, every whatever it may be. We pray against it. We curse it at its root, and we say that she goes forth, Lord, in divine health and strength. Remove the sore throat. Remove the icky feeling, Lord, that's in her body. All of that, Lord, touch her, all of her bodily systems. Cause everything to function properly and to function perfectly in her body. We thank you for it, God. Let her feel a difference even now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. I just want to testify real quick.
All righty.
For those that are hurting, I know We've all lost loved ones. I myself have lost a husband, my best friend here on earth. And my daughter, my baby girl. And for me, I became very distraught. I became very angry. I allowed grief to take hold of me instead of taking hold of the grief. Mm-hmm. But God is so faithful.
Yes.
When I got sick and tired of feeling of just being so angry and hurt, and when I cried out to my Jesus, he came. And he took me from, he helped me get a hold of the grief. The grief had to let loose. It's either going to grab you or you're going to grab it and say, thank you, Father. And he took me from a place of being very angry and hurt. And why did you take my child? Why did you do this, God? Yes. Why did you take them? And he said these sweet words to me. And it really helped. So I hope. But I hope with expectation that this will help those.
Amen. Amen.
He told me, he said, I didn't take them. I received them home. Mm-hmm. I didn't take them.
Like snatch them out.
I received them. And that took me from a place of anger and bitterness to a place of thankfulness. And it allowed me to begin to thank God. It cleared my sight. And I was able to begin to thank God for the precious gifts of being his wife till the end of his life here on earth. And I began to be able to thank him for the most precious gift of my daughter Victoria and being her mom. And being called mom by her. I want to encourage you today. If grief is trying to take hold of you, you say the name of Jesus and ask him to help you grab grief.
Amen. Amen.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. You can join them for Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer at 5, and Bible study at 6. Wednesdays, Bible study and youth begin at 7. If you'd like more information, you can contact Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply, Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Miss Melanie Randall, and her title for this morning is The Light Has Come. And while you were teaching and was sharing about light, I looked up darkness. Mm. I was prompted. Yes, sir. I was prompted to look up darkness.
Amen.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to share that.
I'd like to hear that.
Darkness, noun, the partial or total absence of light. Mm. And then in quotations, it says, the office was in darkness. Ooh. Mm. The earth is our office. What you doing?
Yeah.
Are you sitting at the desk or are you moving? Mm-hmm. And then similar, dark, blackness, absent of light, gloom, gloominess, dimness, dullness, murkiness, shadow, shade, shadiness, dusk, twilight. Oh, and then the second, that was the first, and this is 2. Wickedness or evil, the forces of darkness. Similar, evil, wickedness, corruption, sin, sinfulness, iniquity, immorality, the devil, hell. Opposite. Good. Hmm. And then on the first one it says opposite is light.
Yes.
And I know for me, I remember in fourth grade, except getting saved. I remember, and I meant it. But I also remember turning it off. Mm-hmm. I remember telling him I don't want it. Because I had a twisted idea that came in and I took it for truth.
Mm-hmm. Let the sun go down.
Yeah. But Melanie, people need to know. He pursues.
Yes.
I was the one. He left the 99 for.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you one of the ones?
He will come after
he
you.
He will. He is pursuing you. Ask him to clear this stuff out so you can hear. Ask him to clear your vision so you can see. And he is, I promise.
Even when Jesus came, had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all the others, those that couldn't see, had they received him, he came for everybody.
Yes.
But since they did not want a healer, they didn't want to be made well because they thought they were all right like they were.
Yep.
They didn't realize how much in darkness that they were. He came to bring the light to all. Mm-hmm. But we've got to be willing to receive it. As Monica said, we got to ask him to clear out the clutter in our minds. See, the clutter comes from the enemy.
Yeah.
God is not the one cluttering up your mind.
No.
It's the enemy, the devil.
Yeah.
Forces of darkness. They want you to stay in darkness. They don't want the revelation of the light to show you just really who Jesus is. Because if you can really see and perceive, hey, you coming out of that. You coming out of that darkness.
Yep. And here's basically what I did to my God. Nope.
I don't want it. And I don't want to hear it anymore. Mm. And then when I got sick and tired of being angry and hurt, I said, Jesus, I need your help. I don't like this anymore. I do need you, Lord. I do need you. And he was so sweet.
And he took it out. You took it away. When you get to the place that the heartache becomes greater than the joy that you're receiving from what you're going through, then you're ready to cry out and say, God, you're going to have to do something here. This has just become overbearing. You know, I thought I knew it, but I didn't know what I thought I knew.
I had my ears so plugged I couldn't really even hear myself speaking.
You got tissue there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's, you know, God is just, he really wants us all. He says he's not willing any mm-hmm. should perish.
He doesn't want to be separated from anyone.
No. He created us. We are his creation. Now, why would he want to see us not make it? He created us. Speaking of light, and I've said this before, even in conception, science has proved this. There's a, in the midst of that egg and that sperm coming, there's a light that goes off.
Yes.
A literal light. You see what I'm talking about? This how important this light is? It's so important that we don't need to snuff out light of a baby. We don't just need to snuff out that light, that life in that light. Oh my! Will I have time to? How much time do I get here? I don't know.
Whatever you need.
I'm gonna try to finish on up right quickly here.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 4:6. I'm gonna read these scriptures here. 2 Corinthians 4:6. It says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And so what is it saying? The same God at creation that caused light to shine out of the darkness has caused us to become a new creation through salvation. That's what this is speaking about. See what I read in Genesis. God let the light shine out of that darkness. He has come to let a spiritual light now shine out from the darkness of you. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. If I can get it here. Alrighty. And it says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. All righty, let's go to 1 John 1:5. In that scripture of 1 Thessalonians, we are to be the sons or the children of light and be in expectance of our Lord's return. If I was to read further on in that passage, we are to be expecting his return because we are children of light. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We not only have fellowship with him, we have fellowship with others in the light. We don't fellowship with those in darkness, but we have fellowship with others that walk in the light. 1 Peter 2:9. Okay. And it says, oh, I love this one here. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Got one more for you here. Revelations 21:23-24. And it says, this is the final analysis of this thing, of the light has come. The final analysis, praise God. And it says, let me start at 22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Did you hear that? No need of the sun or the moon. The Lamb of God that came as a baby, as a light to this world, will be the light that lights up that place. My God. So I say, like the song, walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. He's the light of the world, people of God. Receive the light of the world and walk in the light, the beautiful light. Walk in it, walk in it, walk in it. God bless each and every one of you all. I hope you have received this message. You know, that the light has come. Let the light shine brightly through you as you go throughout the day. And if you don't have the light, I encourage you, come to know the light. It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes you giving up your will to the will of God and say, Lord, live in me, live through me. Forgive me of all of the darkness that I walked in. I want the light. Shine through me. God bless you.
Stay tuned for the Truth broadcast, y'all. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our awesome sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.